with winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, mainly sunny, with high temperatures in the mid-50s and southwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night looks partly cloudy, with temperatures falling back into the upper 20s and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, sunshine, with high temperatures reaching the lower 50s. On Friday, we'll see cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s and winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Saturday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 30s. On Sunday, expect mainly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-40s. Monday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures once again, topping out in the low to mid-40s. And for Tuesday, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 30s. That's a look at your latest forecast. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. We're now getting set for our boys' game tonight between ACC, AHF, and Jackson Heights. Johnny came back with you courtside here at Jackson Heights High School. Looking at our boys' matchup tonight, two teams that have had some struggles here so far this year. We'll start with ACCAHF and their third-year head coach, Troy Hoffman. 3-5 overall. They're 3-4 in the Northeast Kansas League with league losses to Jeff County North, Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge, and Moramath Academy, who well are predicted to be the top four teams in the league, so it kind of makes sense having some struggles against those four teams. But they are coming off a win, a 56-46 win over Oskaloosa back on Friday night. The Tigers went just 5-15 a year ago, but again, off to a 3-5 start, which is obviously much better than what they put together last year as well. And they also have Kieran quarterback. He's one of the key guys for the Tigers. He missed the first couple of games, but he came back the game before Christmas, and now he's back in the fold for the Tigers. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, under second-year head coach Plattner, 2-5 overall. They also have losses to Jeff County North, Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge, and then an overtime loss to Moramath Academy, but they're again coming off a win as well, 40-30 over McLeod. And for Jackson Heights, they just have not been able to score the ball much this year. That's been their biggest issue tonight, this season at least, that they just have not been able to score the ball very much. And they have went 8-10 a year ago and 2-5 so far here this season. So you look at both of these teams right now, it's a big game for them just from a confidence standpoint, because obviously, things haven't gone how they wanted, so this is just a big confidence booster, potentially, for both of these two teams. And both teams have to come in tonight thinking that, well, they both have a chance to potentially win some a game here tonight, which they haven't been able to do much this season. So we'll look at the starting lineups. We'll begin with the visitors from ACCHF. As they're under third-year head coach Troy Hoffman, a 6'1" senior Caleb Miller, 6'1" junior Creighton Bowerly, 6'1" senior Kieran Quarter, 6'2" junior Trenton Kimmy, and 6'3" junior Colton Myers. So for the Tigers, Miller, Bowerly, Quarter, Kimmy, Myers, the starting five here tonight. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, under second-year head coach Brett Plattner, 6'2" junior Devin Mott, 5'9" senior Silas Holiday, 6'1" senior Jason Bosley, 5'8" junior Hayden Doyle, and 6'1" senior Dakota Abel. So for the Cobras, Mock, Holiday, Bosley, Doyle, Abel, starting five. If you're wondering why Grant Ammon is not in that starting lineup, Ammon is unavailable for the next couple of games. Some disciplinary issues within the team, so he will not be available for Jackson Heights here tonight. So with that, we're ready to go. Mock will step into the center circle for the Cobras, who are in their home lights. They'll go from left to right. And for the Tigers, it's Myers. He will step in there for ACCHF. The Tigers in their road black. They go from right to left. Referee tosses the basketball up, and we are underway. The opening tap is controlled by Jackson Heights. Tigers are going to start a man-to-man. Silas Holiday has it out on top, kicks the left wing to Doyle. Now back between their rings. Actually, now the Tigers are going to drop back to his zone. It's now a 2-3. Cross-court pass to Doyle. He'll drive baseline, flick up a shot with the right hand, and rattle it home. First pass of the night goes to Hayden Doyle of Jackson Heights. 2-0 Cobras, 30 seconds in. Creighton Bowerly gives it up on top. Miller now to the free throw line. Back right side to Bowerly. Nice back cut to Corder. He'll drive in, flick it off the window, and bank it in and out. Oh, that's faulted everything but go in. And it's tapped out of bounds by Miller, so it'll be Jackson Heights basketball. Now the Tigers are going to go with some full court pressure. Holiday with them in the backcourt. To Bosley. Stops, speeds it up to Doyle, but the ball stolen away. Picked away by Bowerly, and here come the Tigers. Bowerly drives in, scoop layup, not there. Offensive rebound for Kimmy. He'll stick it back. He missed it, got it back, flicks it up again, missed another one. And finally, the ball's going to be ripped away by Bosley. Bosley across the timeline. He's the guy that the Cobras and Coach Plattner really want to get going. The baseline of the basketball is mocked. Back out Doyle, left side of the floor to Holiday. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. It is 2-0. Jackson Heights inside. Mock lays it up and in on the left wing. First point of the night for Devin Mock. 4-0 Jackson Heights. 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Corder kicks it right side of the floor to Bowerly. Up on top to Miller. Stumbles with the basketball. Nearly traveled. Now Corder to the baseline. Myers, he'll try a jumper. It's short. Rebound into the hands of Jason Bosley, who will bring it up the floor for the Cobras. Holiday on the right wing. Up on top, Bosley. Back right side to Holiday. Into the corner now to Mock. Cross-court pass to the wing to Bosley. Guarded tightly by Bowerly. Left corner to Doyle. He already has one field goal here in the early going. 2 minutes in, 4-0 Cobra. Bosley up on top. Thought about a three. Now it drives in. Flips up a shot with the right hand. It's missed. Mock falling out there. There, right there to clean it up, though, is Bosley. He'll put it up and in. And we're going to get a quick timeout by the Tigers. Quick timeout. We'll take the break. 5:51 to go in the first quarter. It's all Cobras to start. 6-0 lead for Jackson Heights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the time, now just under 6 minutes to go, opening quarter. 6-0 Jackson Heights, ACCHS for the basketball. Here in quarter, in the left quarter with the basketball, dribbles it up on top, hands it off to Miller, now on the right wing to Bowerly. Down low to Myers on the right block. Spun back up, and he's going to get tied up. And the possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers. 5:34 to go in the first, and it'll be a baseline out of bounds for the Tigers as Bowerly will look to trigger it in. Gets it into Myers on the left block. He drives in, banks it off the window, and in. First points of the night for the Tigers comes from Colton Myers. Makes it 6-2. Jackson Heights, 5:25 to go in the first. Now some pressure in the backcourt. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Plattner to save a potential turnover. This guy's ran out of sorts. So be a quick 30. We'll keep this one here. 5:23 to go in the opening quarter. And it's 6-2, Jackson Heights. And it's the first quarter here in our boys' varsity game. We didn't get started in our girls' varsity game until about 6:45. So that put us quite a bit behind here tonight. 5:23 to go in the opening quarter. Trying to find some other games going on around the area. Here we have a quick check. Looks like Holton boys lead Perry Compton 20-15 at half. Sabetha and Hiawatha tied at 29 at the half. And in a Northeast Kansas League girls final, Horton beats Oskaloosa 38-29. So 5:23 to go in the opening quarter, 6-2 Jackson Heights. The Cobras with the basketball in the backcourt. Holiday across the timeline, kicks into the right corner to Dakota Abel. Back out to Holiday. He'll dribble with that left hand to the top of the key. Now picks it up, feeds it to the free throw line to Abel. Right side to Doyle. Mock calling forward in the baseline, but don't get it to him. Doyle instead backs it back out, picks it up, feeds it right side to Mock. Ball tipped around into the hands of Bosley now on the right wing. He'll spin, face up, drive to the baseline, spin away, fall away 10-footer is short. A long rebound tracked down by quarter of ACCHS. 4:50 to go in the first, 6-2. Quarter drives in, forces up a shot that's not there. He was trying to get a foul call, didn't get it. And the ball saved in. Here comes Jackson Heights the other way. Cobras operate from left to right. 4:38 to go in the first quarter. Jackson Heights leads 6-2. The corner, Doyle with it. Back up on top to Bosley. He'll dribble to the elbow, all the way to the baseline. Tries to feed a ball inside, but it's tipped away and stolen. Second turnover for Jackson Heights. Quarter again drives in. This time he does get held and fouled. And they're going to say two shots coming for Kieran Quarter. You can just tell the athleticism that Quarter brings to the floor. Something that the Tigers didn't have in their first couple of games. First free throw by Quarter rattles in. Quarter's on the board, and for the first time, we'll see Wyatt Kramer, a 6'3 senior, come into the game. Replace Myers of ACCHS, and Quarter's second free throw rims in as well. He nails both, makes it 6-4, Jackson Heights, 4:20 to go in the first. Doyle, nice pass to Mock. He'll lay it up and in. That's pretty passing by Jackson Heights. Mock has four. It's 8-4, Jackson Heights, 4:10 to go in the first. Here's a three on the other end by Powerly. That's in and out. Rebound to Abel of Jackson Heights, and here comes Bosley now. Quickly up ahead to Doyle. Thought about a three in the corner. He'll drive, get cut off, nearly traveled. Get it back up to Bosley. Back inside to Mock, and he lost it. Kicked away by Kramer of ACCHS. Pass up ahead, stopped by Kimmy, and he has it turned over. Second turnover for the Tigers. Bosley now the other way in the left corner for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Driving inside, Abel travels. Third turnover for the Cobras. As Tegan Binkley will come in for the first time, a 5'6 junior for Jackson Heights. ACCHS will counter with 6'2 senior Lane Mullins, who will replace Kimmy. So 3:38 to go, first quarter, 8-4, Jackson Heights. Up on top of the basketball is Mullins. He's a big kid. Pass inside to Kimmy. He'll spin, shoot, missed it long. That's actually Kramer. Got it back. His follow-up missed as well. Ball tipped around. It's into the hands of Holiday. He'll give it off to Binkley, and here come the Cobras. Binkley across the timeline. Gets double-teamed, and he nearly threw it away, and he does throw it away. Nobody was looking for the basketball. It's picked away by the Tigers. Barely up on top, right side of the floor, out of the baseline to Mullins on the right short corner. Up on top, Miller. He'll get to the left elbow. Hand it back off to Bowerly, who drives in. Soup Scott layup off the window is good. First bounce of the night for Creighton Bowerly. Makes it 8-6, Jackson Heights, 2:50 to go in the first. Tigers again showing full court pressure. Binkley in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Abel. Binkley now on the right corner to Devin Mock. Holds the ball high above his head. Finds Holiday creeping inside. Now back out to Mock. He'll pump on a jumper. Pull up from 6 feet. That's way too strong. Offensive rebound for Abel. It's too strong. And the rebound yanked away by Caleb Miller of ACCHS. Quarter the other way. Gets bumped and fouled by Holiday. That'll be the first foul on Holiday. Second team foul. The Tigers are going to bring a couple subs in. Back into the game is Trenton Kimmy. Also coming in is going to be Ryan Keith, a 6'3 senior. Tigers are going to play a ton of guys that like to be up-tempo and like to play strong, strong, strong defense. That is the staple of a Coach Troy Hoffman team. Driving in, Kimmy to the baseline, gets the key. Foul line, gets it off to Mullins. He'll get in the middle lane, spin, scoop it up with the left hand, and rattle it home. First point of the night for Lane Mullins. Ties us up at 8. 2:05 to go in the opening quarter. Bosley in the backcourt. Dribbles through a double team. Nearly lost it, got it back. He'll flick it up on top to Holiday near the center circle. Abel now on the right wing to the right short corner to Devin Mock. Fat pass back outside to Abel. He'll stop, feed it back to Mock in the right corner. Drives baseline, forces up a shot that's blocked away by Keith. and taken by the Tigers. Here comes Kimmy the other way. He'll drive all the way into the right corner. Kick it out to Bowerly. He'll try a three from the right wing. It's too strong. Rebound, though, into the hands of Kimmy. He'll drive back inside, miss the layup, and then it's tapped out of bounds, last touched by ACCHS.
Hey, hey,
Troy Hoffman, the head coach of the Tigers, gives plenty of encouragement for his guys. They've missed some open looks here in the early going. He's telling them to fight through. 8-8 our score, 125 to go in the first. Bosley in the backcourt, gets it off to Binkley. Timeline it to Holiday, and now to the right wing to Bosley. Thought about a three, now he'll drive all the way inside. Poke freeze, now shoot up a 10-footer and rattle it home. Nice move by Jason Bosley, gives him four, and it's 10-8, Jackson Heights, 105 to go. Here's a three-pointer by Powerly. This one's too strong. Offensive rebound for Keith, and then he lost it out of bounds. One oh four to go in the first. We'll have a substitution as Caleb Miller will come back into the game to replace Bowerly. 104 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-8 Jackson Heights. Binkley with it in the backcourt against this full court pressure. Pass across the timeline into the hands of Holiday now with under a minute to go in the quarter. Abel in the corner. He'll check up a three. That's too strong. Fight for the rebound. Loose on the floor. Binkley comes up with it. Kick back out. Bosley steps into the top of the key three. It's wide right. Binkley again nearly has it, but it's yanked away by Colton Myers, who's back into the game for the Tigers. Here in quarter now with it for ACCHS. Gives it right wing to Miller. In the right corner now, Myers drives baseline. Nearly traveled. Kicks it out the quarter, though, on the wing. He'll pull for a deep three. It's short. Long rebound. It'll be tracked down by Kimmy. He'll drive back inside. Pick it up on top. Now right side of the floor to Miller. The baseline, Kimmy. One dribble back out to Myers, and now quarter between the rings. He'll reset. Jackson Heights a man-to-man. Miller up on top, picks up his dribble, gives it off to Myers. Right side of the floor to quarter, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Kimmy now at five, left side of the floor. Keith drives in at three, inside Myers, shot, counted and one. 1.3 on the clock, count it for Colton Myers, and a chance to complete a three-point play. That's going to be on Dakota Abel is his first. So single free throw here for Colton Myers. He's got 4 points in this opening quarter. Right-handed shooter, rims in and out. Quarter offensive rebound. He'll stick it back up at the buzzer, and it's no good. It's a good effort by the Tigers to get back in it. But at the end of one, we're going to have a tie ball game. We're tied at 10 after one quarter of play in the second quarter when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Start of quarter number two. We're tied at 10 between Jackson Heights and ACCHS in our boys' varsity game. Jackson Heights will have the basketball. They'll go from left to right. We'll have Binkley, Holiday, Doyle, Julian Budo in there for the first time, and Devin Mott. Buda with the foul line, kicks it right side of the floor to Holiday. Now Binkley on the left wing. He'll dribble the middle of the lane. Try to force a pass to the inside. It's into the hands of Mock. Now Budo, back right side of the floor to Holiday. Silas dribbles twice, picks it up, feeds it right side of the floor to Doyle. Now Budo with the foul line has it stolen away. Taken away by Miller. That's turnover number five for the Cobras. Pass inside to Myers. He'll back down, shoot it off the window, and in. 6 points for Colton Myers. And that gives the Tigers a 12-10 advantage, 30 seconds into quarter number two. Pressure in the backcourt and a travel. Six turnovers here on Jackson Heights, and that'll bring Creighton Byerly back into the game to replace Ryan Keith. Well, the Tigers will have it with 7:20 to go in the half. Jackson Heights still in a man-to-man. Pass inside to Trent Kimme on the left block. He'll go up, lift it short, got it back, and follow it up and in. First basket of the game for Trenton Kimme, and we're going to have a whistle and a delay of game warning on Trenton Kimme. And so that'll stop the play for just a moment. So Kimme gets the delay of game warning for touching the basketball after it went through the net. For that, we're back to action. Pressure in the backcourt again by the Tigers. 14-10 ACCHS. 7 minutes to go in the half. Binkley in the backcourt. Dribbles right through the pressure. Now he just double teamed. Lost it. Turned over, but stepping on the sideline was Bowerly. And so it'll stay with Jackson Heights. .656 to go in the first half. 14-10 Tigers. Bosley gets it into the corner to Doyle. He'll rip through, stop, pick up his dribble. Feed it off to the foul line. Facing up, left side, Holiday. He'll dribble left baseline, drive inside, feed it to Mock. Forces up a jumper that's off the back rim. Rebound tapped around. They'll go out of bounds. And last cut by ACCHS. I don't think Trent Kimme understands that it's Jackson Heights basketball. Now he finally does. Trent Kimme went to the other end of the floor thinking it was Tiger basketball. And his teammates finally got his attention before the referee tosses the basketball in. So here is Bosley to trigger from the short left corner. This is a tough position to try to get the ball in, and they'll get a foul. Probably should have been called on Miller. I thought it was going to be called, but instead it's not. The Cobras will hold on to it. And all just poked out of bounds by Quarter. And so it'll stay with the Cobras with 6:32 to go in the half. This will be another tough throw in for Bosley from deep in the right corner. And Quarter on it. And it's tapped back into his face by Quarter. So it's, again, a tough throw-in in this deep right corner for Bosley. And now they're going to switch the Sugarman. It'll now be Holiday who will toss it in. So Holiday will look to try to key it in. Gets it into Mock. He'll hold it high above his head on the right corner and flick it out. Here's the timeline to Doyle. Now Holiday on the left wing. He'll pull for a three. That's way too strong. Rebound tipped around instead of the hands of Myers of ACCHS. Here comes Quarter, up ahead quickly to Miller. Pass inside to Kimme, but it goes off his fingers and out of bounds. That is just turnover number four for the Tigers so far in this game. Did a pretty good job of holding on to the basketball. Bosley with the basketball in the backcourt. Gets it off to Mock. They break the pressure easily. Now Holiday in the left wing. Doyle between the rings, right side of the floor to Bosley. The Tigers now going to drop back into this zone. Ball tipped away, and it's stolen away by Myers. Great hands. Eighth turnover for Jackson Heights. Quarter into the front court. Crosses over. Feeds left side. Bowerly pumps on a three. Drives in. Scoop layup off the window is in there. 4 points for Bowerly. I'm going to guess the Coach Platten is going to take a timeout here before long. 5:45 to go in the half. It's a six-point lead for ACCHS. Probably should have been a travel, no call. And the other way comes Mock. Sit off to Bosley. Steps into a three-pointer. It's short. Long rebound at Quarter, and here he comes. Racing up the floor, one-on-one. Quarter drives in, flicks it up. It's going to be a blocking foul. And free throws coming for Kieran Quarter. It's going to be on Silas Holiday. That will be his second. And so Quarter at the line for two. He's 2 for 2 tonight. That was in the first quarter. Only points of the night for Quarter have been from the free throw line. He knocks down the first free throw here. One more coming as Lane Mullen's going to come back into the game for the Tigers to replace Miller. A couple of big men out there right now, and Myers and Mullins for the Tigers. Quarter's second one, too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Bowerly. He'll back it back out and give it off to Quarter. Bowerly in the corner. Keeps it inside. Myers backs down, flicks it back out to Quarter. Bowerly left to the wing. Nice pass inside to Kimmy. He'll stop, put it up, left it short. And the rebound goes to Mock, but another short miss inside for the Tigers. Back the other way. Pass inside. Shot blocked away by Mullen and taken by the Tigers. That was Wyatt Bacon who just checked in. Now a pass inside of Colton Myers. He'll lay it up and in. 8 for Colton Myers. A timeout, Jackson Heights. This is a full timeout. We'll take the break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect snack, either at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 4:57 to go in the half. It's 19-10. ACCHS leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
KNZA.
Seven to go in the first half. 19-10 is the lead for ACCHS over Jackson Heights. And so the Cobras will have it out of the timeout, trailing by 9. A 9-0 run right now for the Tigers. And a near steal again. Saved in, but then travel is going to be called on Jackson Heights, I believe. And yeah, it is. So that's going to be turnover number 9 for the Cobras. And ACCHS will have it, leading by 9 with 4:57 to go in the first half. Jackson Heights still in a man-to-man. Bowerly going to back it back out near the timeline. And now feed it down to the baseline to Mullins. He'll back down, shoot up a wild jumper that's in and out. They're going to foul going the other way on Myers. That will be his first. And that is the first team foul that has been called on ACCHS here in this game. And we're at 4:45 left in the first half. Cobras with the basketball, have it in the backcourt, get it up ahead to Mock. Nice pass up ahead to Bosley. He'll stop and lay it up and in. Nice pass as well by Mock. 6 points for Bosley. 19-12, it ends the 9-0 spurt for ACCHS. Quarter has it out on top, feeds it right of the wing to Kimmy. Now Myers, back left side to Quarter. Looking on the inside, not a whole lot there. Quarter now, but still up top to Bowerly. Right side of the floor, Kimmy back with it. Now between the rings, Mullen. Flicked around the horn to the left side of Bowerly. Pass inside to Myers. Backs down, shoots it up and in from the left block. 10 for Colton Myers. And the lead is 9 for the Tigers with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Abel in the backcourt. Gets it off to Binkley. Double team comes. Picked up ahead to Mock. Mock, nobody came out on him, so we'll drive in. He'll bank it off the window and miss it. It rattled around the rim and popped out. Coach Plattner wanted a foul call, didn't get it. And now Myers, a jumper from the baseline from 10 feet, is short. And the rebound will go to Mock. Binkley quickly up ahead to Abel. Back to Binkley on the right wing. Now Bosley, left side of the floor. Pass inside is stolen away. That is turnover number 10 for the Cobras. Kimmy on the other end lays it up and in from the right side. 4 points for Trenton Kimmy in the lead. The biggest for the Tigers. It's up to 11 with 3:15 to go in the half. Binkley just flicks it up ahead. Then off to Bacon. Now Abel. Into the corner, Bosley. A wide-open three-pointer from the corner is in there. 9 for Jason Bosley here in the first half. Pulls the Cobras back to within 8 with under 3 minutes to go in the half. Myers drives in. His shot, no. Got his own miss. His follow missed again. And that's got to be the 6th or 7th bunny underneath that the Tigers have not gotten to fall tonight. With that, they still lead by 8, 2:46 to go in the first half. Jackson Heights holds on to it. Pass inside to Mock. Back left side of the floor to Abel. Now between the rings, here's taking Binkley. Bosley. Out to Bacon. Pass inside again, it's stolen away. This is Kimmy. Trent Kimmy drives in and lays it up and in with the right hand. 6 for Trenton Kimme in a lead up to 10 for the Tigers. 2:20 to go in the half. Again, pressure in the backcourt. An easy steal for Corder. Kieran drives inside, flicks it off the window, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Coach Hoffman cannot believe it. Corder cannot believe it. And he'll pick up his first foul, second team foul. So 2:14 to go in the half as Corder has a word with our head official here tonight. But nonetheless, again, 11 turnovers for Jackson Heights has been the story. He'll fall in the first half. Holiday back into the game for Jackson Heights. Feeds it into the right corner to Lucas Perry, a 5'9 junior who's in for the first time. Bosley with it on the left wing. Dribbles with the right hand at the top of the key. Hands it off to Abel. They'll cross over and feed it left side of the floor to Holiday. 1:48 to go in the half, and here's another tip ball by Corder, and it is stolen away. Sideline. Matt Galley, their side referee, is having a word with the Tiger sideline as they weren't happy about that out-of-bounds call. But Jackson Knights will have it from the sideline. 1:44 to go in the half, and now ball tipped out again. It'll stay with Jackson Knights with 1:42 to go and the 10-point lead for the Tigers. Dalton Damon, a 5'9 junior, into the game now for the Tigers. So Jackson Heights with it, down by 10. Holiday in the left corner, kicks it up on top. With the hands of Perry, Al Doyle in the corner, and a lot of contact. They'll get a reach-in foul on Dalton Damon, his first 13 foul. Holiday with it out on top for the Cobras, 90 seconds to go in the half. Into the right corner, Mock holds the ball high above his head, feeds it inside to Bosley. He'll spin, face up, now dribble it back out. Tigers playing great defense tonight. Pass to the corner, Holiday to Perry. Ball tipped out on top, and it's stolen away by Corder. Kieran drives right lane line and flicks it up and in with the right hand. 5 for Kieran Corder. That is the 12th turnover for Jackson Heights. And the lead up to 12 for the Tigers with 1:03 to go in the half. Now we're going to bump foul called on Caleb Miller. That will be his first, fourth team foul. Hey. 1:01 to go in the half. Couple substitutions. Trent Kimme back in there. Also, Lane Mullins back in there as well for the Tigers. Julian Budo comes back in as well for Jackson Heights. Tigers back into his own. Mock in the corner. Tips it out to Doyle. He'll walk in, flick it in the left corner. Now inside to Bosley. He'll spin, shoot, and rattle it home. Bosley's been the one bright spot offensively for the Cobras. He's got 11 of the 17 points for Jackson Heights, but it's still a 10-point lead for the Tigers. Ball passed inside, tipped free and stolen away. Turnover number 5 for ACCHS. Bosley in trouble in the backcourt, gets it off to Budo. He'll kick it in the corner, but the ball tipped free, and it's going to be now thrown in and saved in. The Tigers come up with it. Another turnover for Jackson Heights. Corder on the left wing. Pass it inside to Mullins. He'll spin. Shoot a shot over his left shoulder that's no good. Got his own rebound and flick it back up and in. This great hustle by the Tigers here in the first half. Every 50-50 ball has been their way. And the lead back to 12. 8 seconds to go. Mock drives inside at 5. Kicks it out to Doyle. He'll drive in. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Budo at the buzzer. It's short. And that's how the first half comes to a close. Great hustle by the Tigers gives them a 12-point lead here at intermission. And with that, we'll step aside for a break. Two quarters in the books. It's ACCHS 29, Jackson Heights 17. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some munchies and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other, so let us provide your personalized care with hometown heart. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime of our boys' varsity game tonight between ACCA Jeff and Jack tonight. The Tigers with a 29-17 lead here at intermission. Alongside Chance back in the studio taking care of us tonight, Johnny Kane here courtside. And we're looking back at the first half statistics. Really, you looked at it, it was a tie game after one. The Tigers just went on a big 9-0 spurt to really gain control in that first half and never looked back. Look at the first half statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help. It goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with the Tigers of ACCHS. Strong first half, only 5 turnovers. They didn't hit a 3, but they didn't need to. 3 of 4 shooting from the free throw line. Several layups, but also several missed opportunities on the inside that could have potentially made this advantage even more. But still, a 12-point advantage for the Tigers here at the half. Strong first half by Colton Myers. He had 10. 6 for Trent Kimme, 5 for Kieran Corder, and 4 apiece for Creighton Bowerly and Lane Mullins. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, 13 turnovers in the first half. That was the difference. Only 4 in the first quarter, but 9 of them in quarter number 2. Did not shoot a 3, did not make a 3, did not attempt a free throw in the first half. It was only 4-2 on the fouls in the first half. Covers are led in scoring by Jason Bosley with 11. Only 2 other players scored. Devin Mock had 4 and Hayden Doyle had 2. Both of those came in the first quarter. So, 19-7 second quarter has ACCHS up 29-17 here at the break. Let's go take another break. We'll come back. We'll find some scores of other games around the area. That's all when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family family caring for yours.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures falling back into the mid-20s with winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, mainly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-50s and southwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night looks partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 20s and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the lower 50s. On Friday, we'll see cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s and winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Saturday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 30s. On Sunday, expect mainly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-40s. Monday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures once again topping out in the low to mid-40s. And for Tuesday, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 30s. That's a look at your latest forecast. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices? That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. Again, we're at halftime of the boys portion of tonight's Northeast Kansas League doubleheader. And at the half, it is ACCHS 29, Jackson Heights 17. Johnny came back with you. And take a look at some other scores of games around the area. We'll start with our girls game tonight. Jackson Heights improved to 8-0 on the year with a 47-28 win over ACCHS. Some other girls scores. The Horton girls beat Oskaloosa 38-29. Sabetha girls upset Hiawatha 41-37. Holton beats Perry LeCompton 41-19. Some boys scores. Sabetha and Hiawatha were tied at half 29-29, but Sabetha wins it 62-49 over Hiawatha. Horton boys beat Oskaloosa 18-9 at half, and Holton was beating Perry LeCompton at last check 20-15 at halftime. See if we can find some scores of other games around. Let's see if we can get the Twitter sphere to work for us here tonight. It's hard to believe, but we've got midseason tournaments coming up that's going to start next week. The TBL tournament, that's going to start actually on Saturday. And we'll have several other midseason tournaments throughout the week. Next week we'll have a couple of games on the radio as well. We'll keep you updated with all of those games and such. I do know that the ACCHS girls, they will be competing at the Hiawatha tournament. I think the Jackson Heights girls typically go to that tournament as well. So I would imagine those two teams will be there. That'd be something if they were able to match up in that tournament again. With that, ready to start the third quarter here in our boys' game. 29-17, the Tigers will have the basketball first. They'll go from left to right. Well, for Jackson Heights, they'll be in their home whites. They'll go from right to left. And the third quarter is underway. So the Tigers start with the basketball against this man-to-man pressure of Jackson Heights. Colton Myers on the right baseline had a strong first half for the Tigers. Gives the left side of the floor to Corder. A wide open three is wide right. Offensive rebound, though, for Myers. Gets in the middle of the lane. Miller, a jumper, is in there. Just inside of the free throw line, Caleb Miller has his first point of the night. Gives the Tigers a 14-point advantage with 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Silas Holiday dribbles it out on top for the Cobras against man-to-man pressure of ACCHS. Bosley on the left front court. Kicks it up on top to Holiday. He gets a screen, dribbles all the way into the corner. Feeds it inside to Mock, who backs down and travels. 14th turnover for Jackson Heights. That has been the difference so far tonight. And the Tigers turn it over. Bowerly wasn't looking for the basketball, and Corder tried to feed it to him in the corner. 6th turnover for ACCHS, and now they're going to some pressure. Holiday will have it in the backcourt, kick it up ahead to Doyle, and a little half-court pressure and trap being applied by the Tigers. Now they'll retreat into a 2-3. Now a man-to-man pressure being applied by the Tigers, one of the first times they've seen it tonight. Up on top, Doyle with a basketball for Jackson Heights. Dribbles to the wing and a good offensive foul. Legal screen set by Dakota Abel. That will be his second. And so that'll be the second foul on him, and that will give the basketball back over to ACCHS. The Tigers with the basketball, leading by 14. Left side of the floor, Bowerly holds on to it. At the free throw line, Myers, he'll pull up, shoot a jumper, and leave it short. The rebound will go to Bosley, and here comes the Cobra. Bosley across the timeline, dribbles to the right hand, now crosses over, back near the timeline. Holiday now in the center circle. Starts a play call. Back cut is tipped around. Ball loose, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson Heights. That'll be their 16th turnover. So the Tigers have a chance to extend this 14-point lead. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Corder in the right corner. Feeds it back inside. Miller, a right elbow jumper, is wide left. Offensive rebound for Kimmy, and then it's topped out of bounds. It'll stay with ACCHS. And now we'll get a quick stoppage as Mock has to fix his shoe for the second time. Gets it figured out, and he's good to go. So now here's Bowerly to look to trigger it in. Finally just has to toss it out on top to Kimmy. He'll give it right side of the floor to Corder. Left side, Miller, gets to the free throw line to the right corner of the quarter. He'll pull back, shoot a three-pointer, and leave it short. Rebound tapped around, loose, and Bosley comes up with it for Jackson Heights. Bosley across half court, crosses over, feeds it to Holiday between the rings. 5:50 to go, third quarter, 31-17, ACCHS leads. Holiday in the middle of the lane, flicks it left in the corner to Bosley. He'll step into a three-pointer and bury it. Bosley has had a big night tonight, 14 points. But the Cobras still trail by 11. 31-20, 5:30 to go, third quarter. Trent Kimmy in the baseline. Kicks it out to Bowerly. He'll step into a three and knock it down. First three of the night for Creighton Bowerly, and the lead back to 14 for the Tigers. 5:20 remaining in the third quarter. Ball tapped around. It's out of the hands of Holiday. Now to the baseline to Mock. Back out Bosley on the wing. He'll try another three. This one's wide left. Rebound to Myers, and then they're going to get a foul on the inside going against Mock. That will be his first. So the Tigers will have it back up by 14. So look, this is a much, much improved ACCHS boys basketball team from just a couple of years ago. They have improved so much, and it's because the third-year head coach, Troy Hoffman, that has instilled the basics back into the Tiger program. Pass inside. Mock shoots it high off the window. He's it too strong, and the rebound to Myers. Now here come the Tigers. Bowerly into the front court. Stops on the right wing. Flicks it up on top to Corder. Back right side, Bowerly. Now to the corner to Kimmy. He'll try a three-pointer. That's in and out. Rebound into the hands of Abel, and the Cobras will bring it the other way. Mosley across the timeline. Crosses over between the legs. Guarded by Miller. Between the rings now, Holiday. They'll just hold on to it and start a new play call. Couple of subs, the next opportunity. Trent Kimmy now with a steal. Kicked up ahead to Corder. He'll drive in, stop, throw it off the window, and bank it home. Seven for Kieran Corder, and timeout, Jackson Heights. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it quickly. 4:08 to go, third quarter. The lead is 16 for ACCHS, 36-20. We'll return in half a minute here on KNZA.
Cyber liability. In a rapidly changing technology world, Kellerman Insurance has your back, as Cindy Hauer explains.
Small business is a huge target. We do have some cyber liability products out there that help if you get tricked into sending money to someone or if your computer is hacked into and information is stolen. And many policies out there help absorb the cost that you have associated with those things.
Come see us at Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate, located on the southeast corner of the downtown square in Holton.
KNZA.
.408 to go, third quarter out of the timeout, 36-20. ACCHS leads Jackson Heights. And Tigers going to put on some full court pressure out of the break. Julian Budo breaks it, gives it off to the right wing to Abel. Across the timeline come the Cobras with Silas Holiday. Abel on the right elbow, kicks it back out to Holiday. Now up on top, Binkley. Tried to get an elevator screen for him, but he couldn't shake free. Now Binkley in trouble, gives it back off to Bozy between the circles. Budo left of the wing, guarded by Kimmy. Pump fakes on the jumper. Now pushes it back out on top to Bozy. He'll dribble into the right corner. Stop, throw it high off the window, and bank it in. Jason Bozy with 16 points tonight. 16 of the 22 for Jackson Heights. 36-22 ACCHS. Now here's Corder with it in the right corner. Up on top to Kimmy. He'll drive in, have the ball poke free. Lost it, got it back. Flicks it out to Bowerly. Ball still loose. And finally, it's taken away by Jackson Heights. Only the eighth turnover for the Tigers. Bosley crosses over, feeds to the right wing to Binkley. Now Budo between the circles. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. The lead is 14 for ACCHS. Bozy on the inside. Spins, shoots from 15 feet, and rattles it in again. 18 for Jason Bozley. The lead down to 12 now for the Tigers. All of a sudden, a little cold spell here for ACCHS. Trent Kimmy nearly traveled with it. Gets it to the free throw line. A jumper banked in by Wyatt Kramer. His first point of the night. Pushes the Tiger lead back to 14. 2:28 to go, third quarter. Budo up on top, Bozley. Left side of the floor to Holiday. Now Binkley. Got to get into the hands of Bozley. Every time at this point, he's hot. Budo drives in. Scoop layup is not there. Rebound taken away by the Tigers. And they're going to get a reach-in foul on Bozley. That'll be just his first. And so the Tigers will have it back. We'll have some subs in. As Caleb Miller comes back into the game for the Tigers. Also, Lane Mullins. So the Tigers with the basketball leading by 14. Ryan Keith back in there. Nice pass inside to Mullins, and he lays it up. Oh, it rims in and out. Ball tipped around now. Mullins fighting for it. Has it back. This time he scores it. Good hustle by Mullins. Gives him six. And the lead up to 16 for the Tigers. 1:50 to go, third quarter, and now they're going to foul to go against Keith in the front court. That'll be his first. And we'll see Colt Myers come back into the game for the Tigers, along with Hayden Doyle of Jackson Heights. .150 to go in the third, the 16-point advantage for ACCHS. There's a three by Bozley. It's well short. Offensive rebound to Budo, and he sticks it up and in. Good hustle by Budo. He has his first bucket and brings it back to a 14-point game. Miller gets it to Mullins on the baseline. He spins, faces up, gets it out to Keith in the corner. Corner now in the left wing to the left short corner. To Myers, now Mullins, a lot of contact, no whistle. Mullins backing down, it's going to be a foul on the floor. It's going to go against Jackson Heights' Hayden Doyle, and it will be his second. And now we're going to have a quick stoppage.
And now the ref are going to come in and have a quick word with Mullins and Doyle, as they both have been fighting very hard the last couple of possessions on the inside. And now Trent and Kimmy going to come right back in to replace Keith. So here's Kimmy to toss it in. 1:19 to go in the third quarter with the Tigers leading by 14. Pass inside to Myers, and he gets held and fouled. And that'll be on Doyle again. That will be his third. And so now here's Kimmy to toss it in. Gets it into Mullins. Now quarter. Back right side of the floor to Miller. He'll force up a jumper and bury it. Put on the line. It's just a 2. 4 points, though, for Miller. It's back to a 16-point advantage. 1:05 to go, third quarter. Pass up ahead to Budo. He'll stop and have it stolen away. Picked away by Miller. 18 turnovers for Jackson Heights. Quarter in the left corner. Drives in. Feeds it to the baseline to Mullen. Cross-court pass Miller. Back out to Kimmy. He'll try a corner 3. That's too strong. Good box down and rebound by Bosley, and he'll bring it the other way. 43-6 to go in the quarter. Bosley out on top. Right side to Binkley. He'll drive all the way in. Flicking now into the corner to Doyle. He'll pump on a 3. Drive in. The ball tripped away into the hands of Budo now, and he'll get bumped and fouled.
Stay in a stance the whole time.
That's going to be on Colton Myers. That will be his second. And we'll see Dakota Abel back into the game. He'll replace Doyle. Bankley with him left corner for the Cobras. Now Abel kicked around to Holiday on the right wing. Tigers stay in a man-to-man. They've been at the entire game. Holiday puck drives in, forces up a jumper that's in and out. Good strong rebound by Mullins, and he'll get it off the quarter. Here comes Kieran quickly up the floor. And he just lost the basketball. It's stolen away by Bankley. Driving inside. Nice pass to Budo, and has it plucked away by Porter out of bounds. That's great hustle by the Tigers to get back and prevent a layup as Bowerly comes back into the game for Mullins for the Tigers. 7 seconds to go in the third quarter at 42-26 ACCHS. Holiday still looking to get it in. Finally gets it into Binkley, and it's going to be tipped out by Miller. 6.3 seconds now. 6.3 seconds. It'll be a sideline out-of-bounds play here for the Cobras. Posey will be the trigger man. This is kind of a tough throw from deep in the corner. Gets it in to Doyle, and we're going to get a foul on the inside going against Gold Myers again. That will be quickly now his third. And we're going to get a quick sub as Mullen's going to come right back into the game for Myers. And so here's Holiday from the baseline. 6.3 seconds remaining. Pass inside. Doyle forces up a shot. Actually, it's Abel that forces up the shot. It's no good. Rebound into the hands of Porter. He'll baseball pass to the other end, but it's not there. And we've reached the end of three quarters of play. Three quarters in the books. ACCHS still the double-digit advantage. 42-26 is the lead for the Tigers as we head to the fourth on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Start of the fourth quarter.
quarter, 42-26, ACCHF leads Jackson Heights. The Cobras have a comeback in them. Been the Jason Bosley show is all it's been for the Cobra side. He's got 18. There are only three other players have scored. Devin Mock with 4, Budo with 2, and Doyle with 2. That's it. The Cobras definitely need to get some offense going. They'll have the ball to start the fourth. Dakota Abel with it in the right corner. Gets it out to Tegan Binkley. He just dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. That's how the night is gone. Turnover number 19 for the Cobras here tonight. So the Tigers with the basketball and a 16-point advantage. Now it's an easy steal by Julian Budo. Just takes it away from Kimmy. Up ahead to Holiday. Drives in a lot of contact. Goes up a wild shot. Not there. And the Tigers now the other way. Kimmy across the timeline. Kick left side of the floor. Now quarter in the left corner. Mullins back out to Miller. He'll get to the free throw line. Now to Mullins. Drives in. Backs in. Goes up and under. And he travels. That's a tip turnover for ACCHS. They've been pretty good in that category tonight. 7:27 to go in the game. The lead is still 16 for the Tigers. Pass to Budo up in the front court. He'll stop, hand it off to Holiday. Al Binkley right of the front court. Binkley still with it. 2-3 zone now being applied by the Tigers, and we're going to reach on the inside on Mullins. That will be his first. Jackson Heights has still not attempted a free throw yet tonight. We've got 7:12 to go in the game. So Cobras with the basketball, though, out on top with Bosley, trailing by 16. Holiday on the left wing, cross-court pass Binkley. Pumps inside, and he traveled. That's a step too early. And so the Tigers will have it back. Miller has it on the left wing for ACCHS. Myers just checked back in, but it's a steal for Holiday. Silas drives all the way in, absorbs contact, looks up a shot that's not there. And the Tigers will bring it the other way. Quarter out on top. Feeds it inside to Myers. Back out to Bowerly. Steps into a three. It's too strong. And the rebound will go to Abel. And here come the Cobras. The Cobras still in it. Just got to get a couple of buckets. Bosley out on top. Pumps on a three. Drives in. Flicks up a shot with the right hand. It wraps in and out. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Budo. Jack Knight holds on to it. Bosley in the right corner. Budo with a free throw line. He'll try a jumper and bury it. Second field goal for Julian Budo. He's got 4. And it's just a 14-point lead for the Tigers. 6:05 to go. He passes inside Miller. He gets blocked, gets it back, and then he lost it out of bounds. So a little bit of confusion, and we're good to go now. So it'll be baseline out of bounds for the Tigers. Barley gets it inside. Kimmy shoots over his right shoulder and rattles it home. 8 points for Trenton Kimmy, and a lead back to 16 for the Tigers. 44-28, 5:50 to go in the game. Binkley gets trapped, and he throws it away. Taken away by Myers. Here's quarter the other way. Nice pass, Kimmy, and he gets it swatted out of bounds by Bosley. Binkley going to check out of the game. Doyle back in. And it will be sideline out of bounds, and Bowerly will trigger it in from deep in the right corner. Let's hand it off to Myers. Now back to Bowerly. Faces it back up on top to quarter. Pass inside. Back out. Bowerly on the right wing. Drives in. Pull up 15-footer is short. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Kimmy. Goes back in. Throws it off the window. It's no good. Tapped out to quarter. He'll float out up with the right hand. That's not there, but a hard foul. And quarter will go to the free throw line and shoot 2. It's going to be on Bosley. That will be his second. And it will send quarter to the line where he's 3 of 4 tonight. Quarter with 7 points tonight. Tigers with several guys right around that 7-8 point mark. The free throw swishes in.
score Corder. Corder had a heck of a year on the football field for ACCHS, named an all-league guy in the Northeast Kansas League. And his second free throw is in there as well. So that gives him 9. Makes the lead the biggest of the night. It's up to 18 for the Tigers with 5:15 to go. Pass up ahead in the hands of Holiday as the Tigers stayed in that pressure. Now Budo in the right corner just dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds. Good defense by Bowerly. 22 turnovers now for Jackson Heights. Inside to Myers on the right block. Spin, shoots left, it's short. And now they're going to get a reach-in foul on Myers. That's going to be his fourth. So that'll be his fourth personal foul. So that'll be a full timeout now for the Tigers. And it comes with 5 minutes to go. Let's take this one. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Home Grilled Popcorn. ACCHS 46, Jackson Heights 28. We'll take that timeout here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Five minutes to go in the game. 46-28. ACCHS has opened up an 18-point advantage over Jackson Heights. There's been too many turnovers tonight for the Cobras, 22 of them, 13 of them in the first half, 22 for the game. It's been a lot of tight pressure by ACCHS. Pressure here out of the timeout, breaking easily by Doyle, who dribbled all the way to the corner and hands it off to Bosley. He'll step into a three-pointer and bury it. 21 points for Jason Bosley, but he's been the only bright spot for the Cobras tonight. 46-31, ACCHS, 4:40 remaining. Foul line to Kimmy. Working against this zone. Now Bowerly. Cross court pass to Corder. He'll step back. Thought about a three, and then he tried to pass it to the inside to Kimmy, who thought he was going to shoot the basketball. And as it goes out of bounds, it'll be turnover number 12 for the Tigers. Coach Troy Hoffman yelling at his guys, this game's not over with, and he's right. Still 4.5 minutes to go. It's a 15-point game. Holiday dribbles in, kicks it to Budo. Now Doyle up on top, but it's stolen away by Corder. He'll have a layup. So Corder will have 11, and that'll push it back to a 17-point advantage for the Tigers. Holiday in the backcourt holds on to it, kicks it up ahead of the midcourt stripe to Mock. Nearly turned over, but Bosley's got it. Now whipped around, Doyle on the left wing. Left short corner to Mock. Holds it high above his head, looks at cross court, and again it's stolen away by Corder. That is 24 turnovers. Corder, another layup is in there from the right side. 13 for Corder, and the lead is 19 for the Tigers. Pass up to Budo. He'll break the pressure, and now he'll drive in. Nice feed to Mock on the baseline. He'll try to go up and under, but he left it short. Rebound to Myers, and here come the Tigers leading by 19. 3:35 to go in the game, 50-31. Trenton Kimmy in the corner, throws it up on top, and it's going to be into the hands of Bowerly. Nearly had it stolen by Holiday. Now Corder drives baseline to Myers. He'll get into the block, having tapped out into the hands of Corder in the corner. And now Coach Hoffman wants another timeout. Quick 30-second timeout. We'll keep this one here. 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 50-31. ACCHS, the Jackson Heights, looking ahead for both of these teams. The Tigers will be at Pleasant Ridge on Friday, while Jackson Heights will host Fort. Again, midseason tournament's coming up the next 2 weeks. We hope to have several of the brackets up tomorrow at MSESports.net. We've got a couple of them already, not quite up on the website yet, but a couple in our possessions. We'll be able to have, hope to have several of them tomorrow
after we talk to some of our coaches on our locker room chats as well. Those begin back again tomorrow night and Thursday night on our family of radio stations. A lot of time out here, 3:20 to go in the game, 50-31 ACCHF, and they will have the basketball. Dalton Damon, a 5'9 junior, back into the game for the Tigers. He'll get it into Kieran Quarter, who looks to back it out and run some clock now. Grobos with a couple of young guys in there now, and we'll get a turnover for the Tigers. Jackson Heights going to have out there. That's Jace Robinson now, a 5'10 freshman getting some playing time. They'll have it in the middle of the floor for the Cobras. Across the timeline, back to Robinson. Feed to the baseline to Holiday. Backs down on the block, spins, kicks it in the corner to Bosley. He'll pull up for a three-pointer and hit off the side of the backboard. Now the ball loose on the floor, and we'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it over to ACCHS. And I'll have it with 2:55 to go. Wyatt Kramer back in there now for the Tigers to replace Myers. With a 19-point advantage, the Tigers will look to take some air out of the basketball now. We're under 2:45 to go. Kimmy out on top. Feeds the Damon right at the head of the circle. Dribble once to the wing. Flick it out between the rings now to Keith. Inside, this is Kramer. Back out to Quarter. Guarded tightly by Holiday. Jackson Knight stays in this man-to-man. The baseline, Kimmy. Cut off, feeds it inside to Damon, who gets hammered on the arm and fouled. He's going to go against Bosley. That will be his third. And we'll send Damon to the free throw line. 2:23 to go. Damon first free throw is short. These are his first free throw attempts of the night. Jackson Knight's going with some more young guys. We got Taylor Bosley now in there, a 5'6 freshman. Excuse me, Kate Holiday, a 5'9 freshman. Kate Holiday, the freshman in there for Jackson Heights. And Damon missed the free throw, but the Tigers get the rebound. 2:15 to go. Both teams are going to start bringing some of the younger guys in there as Kimmy double dribbled. That'll be the 14th turnover for the Tigers, and now we'll get James Sheets, a 5'10 sophomore, going to come in for ACCHS. So several young guys in the game for both sides. In the corner, here's a three-pointer put up by Robinson that's in and out. Long rebound tapped around and picked up by ACCHS, and then it's tapped out of bounds up in the front court off of Keith, and so Jackson Heights will have it back. 2 minutes to go, 50-31 ACCHS. Holiday across the timeline. Guarded by Bowerly. Holiday describes all the way inside, kicks it into the corner. This is Abel, now Holiday, a deep three, it's in and out. Long rebound will go to ACCHS, and then Kramer fell to the floor. So that'll be a travel. Wyatt Bacon will toss it in now from the Cobras from the baseline. 1:45 remaining. Robinson kicks it out to the corner to Cade Holiday. Now inside, that's Silas Holiday. Fix it out to Dakota Abel, who lays it up and in. First points of the night for Dakota Abel, makes it 50-33 with under 90 seconds to go. Damon in the corner has it stolen away. That's Wyatt Bacon with the steal. 16th turnover for the Tigers. A lot of them have come here lately, and then Bacon just threw it away. So 1:17 to go, and again the Tigers will bring it the other way to look to run some more of this clock off in the final minute 15. Up on top of the basketball, ACCHS, Sheets to the baseline to Keith. Now back out on top, ball stolen away by Holiday. This is Silas, tries to go behind the back. Now Jace Robinson with it. Here's a three-pointer by Bacon, nearly banked it in.
Ball tipped around. It's loose, and Damon comes up with it for ACCHS. Sheets will get it off to Bowerly across the timeline. Under 45 ticks to go now. Pass inside. Kramer at the foul line. Spins it back out to Damon. Now Sheets up on top. Bowerly between the rings. Bowerly the only starter still out there. He forces up a jumper that rims in and out. The rebound to Jackson Heights is under 30 seconds to go now. Chase Robinson with it in the corner. He'll pull up for a three and rattle it home. So Chase Robinson on the score book for Jackson Heights as first point. Makes it 50-36, and the Tigers will just dribble the remaining 10 seconds off of this clock. Final score tonight, ACCHS 50, Jackson Heights 36. ACCHS picks up their fourth win of the year. Jackson Heights will drop to 2-6 overall. So with that final score once again, ACCHS 50, Jackson Heights 36. We'll take a post-game timeout, then we'll come back with game statistics on the MFD Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports team stand out, and organization shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
South Holton Temp Control Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigle at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. It is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Back one final time here at Jackson Heights High School in the boys' game final. ACCHS wins it 50-36. Tigers improved to 3-4-5 overall and 4-4 in Northeast Kansas League play, while Jackson Heights is now 2-5 and two and six and all of those losses in Northeast Kansas League play. This game, well, it's back and forth early. It was just a 10-10 tie at the end of one, but ACCHS went on a 9-0 run to start the second quarter. Outscored Jackson Heights 19-7 in that second to lead 29-17 at the break. Eventually pushed that lead to 42-26. Moving into the fourth quarter before ultimately winning at 52-36. Looking at the statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Jackson Heights. Way too many turnovers tonight. I had them down for 25, but that's just because that's as far as my numbers go. So over 25 turnovers tonight for Jackson Heights. They made 3 three-pointers, did not attempt a single free throw tonight, did Jackson Heights. The Cobras were led in scoring by Jason Bosley with 21, and it drops off drastically after that. Devin Mock and Julian Budo each with 4. 3 points for Jace Robinson, 2 apiece for Hayden Doyle and Dakota Abel. As again, Jackson Heights will next be in action on Friday when they host Horton. ACCHS, meanwhile, 16 turnovers, but a majority of those came in mop-up duty by some of the younger guys. 1 three-pointer, 5 of 8 shooting from the free-throw line. The leading scorer was Kieran Korda tonight, 13 points, 10 points for Colton Myers, 7 for Creighton Bowerly, 8 for Trenton Kimmy, 6 for Lane Mullins, 4 for Caleb Miller, and 2 for Wyatt Kramer. And the Tigers will be at Pleasant Ridge coming up on Friday. So one more thing to do, that's to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I'm going to give it to Karen Cora tonight just because he had so many deflections, some steals, and he finished with a game high for or a team high, 13 points for ACCHS. So Karen Cora, he is going to be our player of the game. In the girls' game, it was Kenyon Oberding who was named our player of the game. 17 points for Kenyon Oberding in that 47-28 victory over ACCHS. The Cobras, the number 6-ranked team in 2A, improved to 8-0 overall and picked up their 36th consecutive Northeast Kansas League win. ACCHS dropped to 7-2 and 7-1 in league play in that girls' game. That's going to wrap things up here for this Northeast Kansas League doubleheader tonight. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in with us. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, more locker room chats as we continue our chats with area coaches throughout this high school basketball season. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, and then more high school basketball coming up on Friday and midseason tournament brackets to release tomorrow as well. So, for Chance taking care of us back at the studios, Chance, thank you so much. Final scores again tonight. Jackson Heights 47, ACCHS 28 in the girls' game, but with the Tigers getting the split as the Tiger boys win the nightcap 50-36. So, thank you everyone for tuning in with us. I am Johnny Kane saying so long here from Jackson Heights High School. You've been listening to High School Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.